The title of today's message is To Live in a Virtual World or the Real World. The passage for today's message is found in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 to 21. For, as I have often told you before, and now I tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly body so that they will be his glorious body. To the key verse is Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in that, because if you do, you have both yourself and your hearers. Let's read this verse together. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in that, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And this time we invite our pastor to come and share the message. Greetings to the congregation. Last week we were invited to live a life of service. And this morning we will study together with the title, To Live in Virtual or in Reality. In this world, we are facing something that are the opposite, whether light or dark, in the white or black, or strong or weak, the world, a real world or virtual world. To live in a virtual world means a falsely living is not real. And I have chosen the key verse in Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you shall help both yourself and your hearers. And Paul encouraged Timothy to live a life of doctrine closely watched. We will be very careful to watch our life and our doctrine. There is a person, a guy went to see opera. The opera singer has a wonderful voice, and her face is very attractive, except that she kind of limping on her walk. And this guy has a heart for this and love her, and asked a friend who knew this singer to introduce this singer to him. But his girl has a little thing, it may not be your type. And he thought, it's okay, as long as she can sing well, then living is no problem. Also, they get to know each other. After a time, they went ahead and to get married, and the first day went and in the honeymoon in the bedroom, and the girl took to take off her wig, and then she took out the fake eyelashes, and then she took off the false teeth, and those are things that she has the beauty of that. And then finally she took the prospective lens away. And this guy was surprised. Hey, goodness, what did you sing for me? And said, why? Because in this, there are so many fake things. Only the voice is real. And when he is facing her that has so many fake things, it's not like he talked about. He wanted to have something real. So he called out, cry out. same thing. And in our lives, we will face some that are true or false. It could be very hard to distinguish. And this morning, I'd like to use in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 to 21, to remind us about the world that we have here. We can become, we cannot be a false or a true Christian. There are three things that I want to share with you today. The value of this world. And the second point is the world around us love to live in a virtual world. And the third point, we are a Christian. We must choose to have a real life. Let's pray for encouragement from the Holy Spirit. Dear Father, we need you and all of us. We need you at this time. It is when the devil is causing chaos in this world, even to the believers, and make many of us live to be in a virtual world. May we be truly a Christian before you. And maybe we are in a situation of believers that love this virtual world, may your word shine on us and help us to discern as a position of a chosen people to serve you. May you help us to, for us to keep, and then all those that we express our gospel to, and those who we will share the gospel with. May the Holy Spirit teach us at this time. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first point is that the true value has been turned upside down in verse 18. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Verse 18. This is, Paul has reminded the Philippians church, and he said, now I am crying to you in these words. Now he's not crying for himself, but he cries for the one who's talking to him, because there are many have been living, become enemies of the cross of Christ. If you get it, the value of this world has been changed for us by different forms and caused the world to live in there could not discern whether true or false. Today, based on the internet, they can post many pictures that are not true of themselves. Or people can make advertisement of some merchandise that's not real. Or they can do, declare many things that are false. Is it, are we living in this virtual world? Maybe some of the pictures that we see here when they call the merchandise to make the more beauty merchandise. They're on Facebook. Their face is very ugly. But after the makeup, that face is completely different and look more beautiful. And so we have some of this here. We can see the difference between before and the after for advertising of the beauty product. So we can see the true and the false, the second and the left is the true face. The next one and the right is completely different only because of the makeup. Is it true? And before and after. are totally two different things. No, it is a dark skin or white skin. It's the same. The makeup, they can change the two faces of a person. And when they appear before the crowd on Facebook, and the online, would they appear with the true face or a makeup face? Nobody wants to show their true face on Facebook, on YouTube, or Messenger, or chat room. They have posted many things. For example, the name of that person is also fake. In Vietnam, there are many Facebook use English name. I'm not sure this there. They have the same two names, and many are living in the virtual world. Use the picture relationship to introduce others about themselves and a virtual person, like an avatar. They think that this is a real person, and they get into a lot of confusion. In Facebook and YouTube, I see that when they post something and they are went into and respond or criticize or respond to that comment. And we see that they are really allow themselves to curse others without any fear of retribution, because it is only virtual. We're not facing a person. So there is freedom to curse, to condemn, to put somebody down without any kind of fear, because they are a virtual person on the internet. This is the world we live in. In 1 Corinthians, just verse 18, like this. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The cross is the power of God. We see that this world has changed. This value, cross is the power of God. That is the wisdom of God to save all who believe. But with this world, they regard the believers as foolish. Of fools. So Christians are regarded as fools because they have changed the meaning, the value of the cross upside down. And in our society, they can condemn many true things, the true values, but they lift up falsehood, those who are morally decayed. And above all, we are living in this kind of society. We are living that the value of moral, the good, the truth has been denied. And they love to love, to live in a virtual world. The virtual value. We know it's false, but many love to live in that kind of world. And from the time the movement of Black Lives Matter appeared in the U.S., we see that the policy is truly not worry about the blacks themselves. They wanted to liberate the black lives in this country. Just like back in Martin Luther, when he has the fight for the black lives. Though this policy, it doesn't touch anything about the black lives. It is a front, and some of them to take advantage of that, to do bad things. And that is, as so many actors, they're living in this virtual world thinking the BLM movement is true. George Floyd was killed and was didn't violate the traffic, and then the white police stopped him. And the George Floyd case of the law, and this policeman and stepped on the throat of George Floyd, and afterward he died. George Floyd died behind something, and President Biden in Congress has used 8 minutes and 40 to commemorate the death of George Floyd. I think that they do not have such a reference for someone who died. But Biden and Congress have done this because all of this is a political statement. It's all about a virtual. But we have been drawn to this world, and many have taken advantage of Black Lives Matter and to do something that is illegal. And we see in this world, we love this virtual world. There's a story about a storefront, and one day a student came and wreaked havoc. At night, these students tried to change the price marking. They tried to mix them up. The one with the most expensive, they put in the very low price. And the merchandise that is the valuable, not valuable, they put the expensive price. And after that, everybody was in chaos the next day because they couldn't figure out why the price is where it was. Satan is entering in this world and has made turn the value upside down. When the Lord caused made Adam and Eve, and the Bible says they put them in the Garden of Eden with good fruit trees. And there are two kinds of trees. One is called the tree of life, and another is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And everything else they can eat. But the tree of knowledge of evil and good, they cannot eat. Once they eat it, they will die. It is a very clear command. The tree of life, they can eat from the fruit, but the knowledge of good and evil, tree of good, knowledge of good and evil, they cannot touch or eat. But then Satan entered and made the cause Adam into sin. They did not eat. The devil did not mention about the tree of life. But the tree, if you eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will die. And Satan said, no, you won't die. Satan said, when you eat, you will become like God. And God has entered in this world and has reversed all the value, true value that God has given to humankind. And the entire world has entered into destruction to live apart from God, separated from God. Now, I live. He is crying in Philippians to write to the Christian in Philippians church. The cross is the way of salvation of God, but now they despise the cross so that they find the philosophy of this world. When in the first church, in the agnostic was flourishing at that time, and in the influence of the Gnostic, they twisted the truth of the gospel. When God let us know that humankind has been created in the image of God, we have a soul in a body, we have been created by the image of God. But the philosophy of Gnostics that God only is concerned with the soul and not the body. And so that anybody that commits sin in their body, don't worry. God is not worried about it. Because the body is destructive. Though they can live in a way of morally decay in the body, it does not change the love of God for that person. Because God is only concerned with the soul and the accommodation. And because of that philosophy, that all who are believers, they can live in sin freely. Because God is only with my soul, not with my body. And the devil is used that philosophy to turn the truth upside down and cause us to misunderstand the truth of God. So that they live in a way of this virtual world, sinning against the Lord. And so, may the Lord help us to be careful that what the devil has changed the value of the truth of the gospel. Then, from Adam and Eve until now, the devil can continue to deceive us and cause many today to misunderstand the value of the cross. And so, yes, the Lord help us to understand we are living in a world that the value, true value, has been turned upside down. The second point is that this world loves to live in a virtual world. In verse 19, their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. And their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. Verse 19. The congregation, this world, they only choose to live in the virtual world. There's a story of husband and wife. A husband and wife who were having trouble, Herman and Henrietta. They were going to their brand new house. It was a house that Henrietta, the wife, had paid for with her money. Henrietta was constantly reminding Herman that it was her money that had paid for the house. In each room, as they toured the house, she said to her husband, Herman, if it were not for my money, we wouldn't be here. Poor old Herman didn't say a word. That afternoon, a truck delivered to the house a load of furniture. A furniture which Henrietta paid for her with her money. After the furniture was in place, the couple toured the house again. As they observed each room beautifully appointed and magnificently decorated, Henrietta reminded her husband, Herman, if it were not for my money, this furniture would not be here. Poor old Herman stood there in silence. Late in the afternoon, a truck came, a special piece of furniture, which was to be the focal point of the den, a combination of stereo, television, computer, all wrapped into one gorgeous piece of furniture, which Henrietta paid for her with money. When it was in place, Henrietta again addressed, if it were not for my money, Henrietta said, that piece of furniture would not be here. Finally, Herman spoke, honey, I don't want to make you feel bad, but if it were not for your money, I wouldn't be here either. They are living in a virtual couple, married. They live in a falsehood without a true feeling for each other. Dear congregation, everyone, including you and me, when they post something on the internet, that when this going and they push the like button, and we feel good about it, right? And this like is not stopping there. And if they have one like, and in the afternoon they have 50 likes. The more likes, the more we have. And for 150 likes, that's even more better. The light doesn't really truly mean that they really like what we thought. And sometimes it just the good way, but it doesn't truly reflect the feeling of that group. And so when we feel that we have many likes, we feel satisfied. We love those that the like or the praise of others, but it's not sometimes true. When we use our phone, that if somebody give us one something new, and we the beat or the vibration, but we took the phone out to see who is giving us a message. And many times in the church, we took the phone. We cannot wait. We are living in the world in a comfort that we feel that I have to see it right away. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the sermon to be over. And when we see we're not stopping there, then we can swipe up and down, back and forth, right and left. This is the world, isn't it? We are attracted to this kind of world. This world is attracting us into this virtual world. And today, many of us can live without the phone. We can go somewhere. We have to go back and get the phone right away. And that's become a reality. And anywhere, the phone must be next to us. Even there are times when they meet together in person, then everybody has his or her phone. Next, we have destroyed the in-person meeting like that. We destroyed this valuable time together, meeting festival, because we learn to live in the virtual world, the congregation. The Bible let us know their destiny is destruction. The result of those living in the world is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shoe. Their mind is set on earthly things. Today, we are living in a time when men are trying to deny God. They deny all the truth of the gospel. Our children came into the school, and this education has changed. Their education, man is not God day anymore. It is the evolutionary theory. And today, education can teach our children, say, a youngster, they can distinguish themselves whether it's a boy or a girl. If they feel like a boy, he is a boy. If he feels like a girl, he will become a girl. He must, that person must live according to their feeling. This society is giving us a virtual meaning. And the world is following that trend. They are posting the story. And dirty story, a lot of people want to see that. But you post a verse of a Bible, how many would go and read that? Why? Because all that destruction satisfies the personal liking of a person. A lot of people are living like that, loving the virtual world. So each of our lives must remember, Christian must be, we cannot live in that virtual world. We do not live with the praise of others on the internet. We do not find those that cause us to satisfy or the curiosity around so that they can have some good relationship with us. We have to live with the Word of God. Keep ourselves, keep preserving that Paul want us to learn. Not only just keep ourselves, keep and also the relatives that we want to bring the gospel to. When we bring the gospel to our relatives, when we bring the gospel to our children, we have to be very careful so that ourselves and the relatives will keep our salvation. Because we can only satisfy with this virtual world. Love to let ourselves loose in this virtual world. We cannot be a Christian. We do not belong to that. And this world, love to live in the virtual world. But to us, we are the third point, we must choose to live in reality. In verse 20, but opposite of the world, opposite of what our relatives, our citizenship is in heaven, verse 20, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many believers forgot that we are citizens of heaven, and the way they are does not wait for the returning of Christ. And this is something we've been reminded always, but maybe it is not good as a virtual world presenting to us. It does not satisfy our personal desire. How do we make more money? How do we buy new cars and new houses? How do we live more comfortably? But sometimes we are so poor, but they continue to think that way, even though they don't have the ability to do that. We must choose to live in it truly. Doesn't matter what the world, how evaluate us on their own standards. Though the world forgot that the purpose of men is to wait for the appearance of Jesus Christ, and all what the promise from the Bible will happen. We, those believers, must be citizens of heaven. And the way we live is to wait for the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, each one of us must choose whether we choose to live in a virtual world or choose to live in our truth value based on our Bible. The Bible shows us the true values that God has brought onto the human race. And then we know the devil is trying to deceive us in this virtual world as children of God. Whether we should choose to live in a virtual world or a true world from God, that's our choice. In Vietnam, there's a TV program, it's Super Knowledge. Some of us have watched this program in Vietnam. They have many who are very sharp in the way they understand. We do not understand how they could be so sharp in their mind. And there are some that can do mathematics very complicated, 6 or 7 digits, and they can only read, and they give the result of the multiplication. And the judges must use a calculator. And we do not understand how they could do it as a youngster. This one, a youngster named Zhu Ling, 17 years old, and her category is they are giving 100 of picture of the airport, bird's eye view of the airport. And each airport has some very uniqueness about them. But maybe they are similar. But this new world, there are 44,000 airports. And this girl has seen some 100 airports. But whatever the picture appear, this year will say which airport it is and where it is, with even the flight code. like in Denver, we call it like DEN, for example. And well, in Los Angeles, we will see LAX. So there are some certain code for the airport, international. And how many airports? It is for, easy for us to confuse. But Yulin can see the picture and say which airport it is with the code at exactly that airport. However, there is something said when she got interviewed, the master service asked about the everyday life. And how do you remember all of that in her mind? And she said, there is something that feel very sad. And she said, from time when I participate in the super knowledge program and my friends did not play with me anymore. I don't know why. There is a demon. And her friends just disappear from her. She's now by herself. And the master Syrian said, asked, are you sad because of that? And Yulin said, no, I'm not sad. Why aren't you sad? Because I turned a different way from everybody's way and find a different way for me. And that saves everybody. Claps and claps and claps because of that sentence. I'm open to find a way for myself that's very different from everybody else. Away from myself. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, remind us like this. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad to the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. They want to walk on the wide road that's comfortable, it's easy. And in the virtual world that the devil is creating this world, many are walking in it. But Jesus said, come to show us a way, a narrow gate, a small gate. But behind that gate is eternal life. But Jesus said, few find it. Which way do we choose? A wide road or a narrow road? Jesus showed us. Paul reminded us, we are citizens of heaven. We cannot forget it. No matter who we are, no matter what world we live in, and the way we live is to live waiting for the returning of Christ. That is the purpose, the final purpose of our life. And we do everything to achieve to the point where we see Jesus our Lord. This world, they are trying to find praises all around that. Even in the virtual world, they find to the crowd, to please the crowd, and get praises from the crowd. Are we attracted to that kind of world? Are we attracted to those, the things that around us seeking? And we have forgotten our relationship with Christ. Forget our life with the church. With our brother and sister in Christ. And the key verse is that watch your life and doctrine closely. The key verse. To keep our life, to keep your life is important. In this world, sometimes we can lose our life. We can lose our possession. We can lose everything that we have worked hard for. And we can lose our loved ones. But the important thing that the Bible tells us, do not lose our life. When we lose ourselves, we lose everything. And so Paul encouraged Timothy, keep yourself, keep your life in the doctrine closely. The doctrine is something we preach to others. We express them. Be careful with that doctrine. We have to persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. To avoid, to live attracted into this worship. In verse 21, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly body so that they will be like his glorious body. There is something true that God is doing in a believer today. And by his power, transform each one of us on this earth right now. Right now, our body can become like the glorious body of Christ. For what? So that you and I can live that waiting for the appearance of Christ. Each day, we can become more and more like Jesus. As the purpose is in Romans 8:29, that the one who has not, he has set apart to become more like the image of his Son. This is a standard. This is something God will work in each believer to become like the image of his Son. So that we can live and waiting for the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if we today for God to encourage our loved ones, and we for God to lead our children to live in that kind of life, and some of relatives will be drawn away by this virtual world. They have forgotten that they are children of God. We can see with saying, I turn away to a different kind of way, and then I can find my own way. The sentence, our way is the way that leads to eternal life. It's a narrow gate, but it leads to eternal life, because the true value of our life is toward eternal life. The devil continues to deceive this world in this virtual world. But our choice is clear. Are we choosing the virtual world or the true world of the Bible, so that we can live a true life with God? Preserve in your life and doctrine, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Our friends can hear us, can witness our life, could be our children, could be our relatives. May the Lord help us to make a decision, to make have a true life with God. Do not follow the world, to live in this virtual world that's full of deceits. The Bible says, and all that they are choosing according to their stomach. They can see that the destiny is destruction in this worship world, but we are waiting for the appearance of Christ. Maybe we don't see it now. There is no signs yet, but truly, we can start to see the some sign. We are leading the Holy Spirit. We know that day is very close. May we fulfill our purpose on this life according to the purpose of God. And may God can help us experience the transformation that the Bible talks about. And by his power that enables him to bring everything under the control, will transform our lowly body so that they will be like his glorious body. Let's all read together the key verse. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in that. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Dear Jesus, your word is valuable to us. Sometimes we are so busy that rob us of opportunities. Sometimes we find a way to resolve our issue in our family. And we have forgotten your true way, Lord. The devil has deceived this world to live in a virtual world. We live that find temporary things of this world that could not last in eternal life. We know that it has no value in the eternal life. We have been influenced by this world, that we have strayed away, the way we think, the way we live, the position as a children of the Father. May you remind us, we are citizens of heaven, and we are living to wait the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us to keep ourselves by your living word, and help us to encourage our relatives, our loved ones, in faith, to encourage each other so that each one can keep the salvation that you have given us in Christ Jesus. May we overcome the devil. We are thankful of your word today. Give us the day that we will see you again. We can determine our faith to be strong in you. And we live as a citizen of heaven until we see you. We're thankful for all the teaching and the leading of your word. Please be with each one of us, each of our family, individually, to lead us in the problems of this world, in the events that we are facing with full of challenges in this world, so we will not be deceived. We lift everything into your hand with thankfulness, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.